Chiu san. So as you probably realize today that Pastor Mark is not here. He's going through he's going to be led into the sort of ordination program. So something we should pray about for him now, and I'll just pray and then I'll get into it. So let me just pray. Father God, we just thank you for the time here, and thank you for the privilege of being able to share just some of my thoughts about what really the gospel is all about. We really pray for Pastor Mark, and we pray that you'll be with him now and this weekend about discerning his call to the ministry. And we just really thank you for the people here today, especially our newcomers, in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's really good to have a good number. Actually, as a result of me sort of taking the turns to preach, I actually had to sort of fly up my sister up here to build up numbers, actually. But no, it's actually a bit of a coincidence. And welcome, Adrian. It's lovely to see you again as well. Yeah, so I'm just getting all these people to come in to sort of boost up the numbers and to give me support. But that's all great. Anyway, I thought before I start, one of the things that I'm in charge for my sins, part of the property committee, right? And one of the things we're looking for is the new front door. And we're going to put a signage up there. So, one of the things I thought, we've got some. If we put a sign up there, we can put some great signs there. So here's some good ideas, anyway. So thanks, Mal. So this is the first one I thought we could put up. So what about the next one, Mal? I put this one, God answers all emails, right? Yeah. What's the next one now? Prayer wireless, access to God with no roaming fee, right? Actually, we have got wireless access here, so that's all right. And this is one I like, don't let worries kill you, let the church help. So if you want to be in leadership, this is actually quite good. And the final one is, people use duct tape to fix everything, but God uses nails. Yeah, so thanks. Thank you. You've heard that the reading today, and most of you guys would have heard the story of the prodigal son before. And what I'm sort of going to preach today is about related to the study that we've been doing in our home group for the last 6 months from a guy called Tim Keller. And I've talked about Tim Keller before. I'm kind of like a sort of fan of his now, and I think Mark and a few others are. But he's a guy who he's a Presbyterian minister who started this church in Manhattan in the late 1990s. And basically, if you know New